Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. The call will include 30 minutes of content and up to 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, R-I-C-K at socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call today is out in our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Program. You can go out there online to Facebook, click on the link that's in the email, or just type Sales Technology Training Program into the search bar, and you should be able to find it. If you ever have any problems trying to get access to the group, just email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And you can also access the recordings on our membership page. And again, the link is out in the email that I send out each week. You can click on that, go out, get access to the audio recordings from the calls and other bonuses that we have out there for you. And the Sales Technology Training Program is a 90-day program or a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to be able to generate leads and earn sales. Now, I wanted to share a quick announcement here about an upcoming event that I'm doing. And one of the things I wanted to mention, you can access a list of events by going out to my Facebook page and then click on the events button. So go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and click on events, and that will give you a list of upcoming events where you can click and get more details. And one of those events is going to be coming up next week. I'm doing a free webinar on how to create an information product. And for some of you, you might be interested in learning how you can monetize your knowledge, monetize the information that you have. And one of the ways to do that is by creating an information product. And that's something that you can sell online, and that will generate sales for you. And so on that, on the webinar, and it's going to be on September 30th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, I will talk about how to select a topic for your information product, tips to repurpose content into an information product, techniques to launch your product and earn money quickly, secrets to leverage joint venture partners to generate higher revenues, and how much content that you need to create and how to price your product for your information product. If you'd like to register for that webinar, you can go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/infoproduct, socialmediaoutcomes.com/infoproduct, and register. You'll also find all the details in the email that I sent out today, September 23rd, and so you can click on the link there and register for that webinar. All right, let's go ahead and dive into our content today, and I want to remind you again, as we're on the call today, I want to invite you to join me out in our Facebook group, go out to the Sales Technology Training Program, and let me just post a quick message there. And I know that Susan is on the webinar today, so or on the call, so I'll just say, hi, Susan, join us here. And then Shanna is on the call today as well, so I'll post a message there as well. Hi, Shanna. Join us here. And I'm also going to set a comment goal for today's call, and let's keep it simple. Let's just start off with 20 comments to start with. Make it nice and simple, easy to get to. So let's dive into our content. Today we're talking about opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. We're doing a whole section here on appointment setting strategies, and today we're talking about opt-in forms. So I want to get you thinking about how can you set more appointments. This is such a critical area in your sales activities. You need to be able to have ways that people can book appointments with you. And if you're relying on having to pick up the phone and call people to book appointments, if you're relying on having to just send people an email message and play email tag back and forth to try to set appointments, that's the slow way of doing things. You want to leverage technology so you can speed up the process. And by creating an opt-in form, it gives people an opportunity to be able to contact you and request an appointment. So we'll talk about some strategies to be able to do that. So first of all, develop multiple strategies to generate appointments online. And so that's not just offline, but online and multiple strategies online. So what are some different ways that you can get people to book appointments with you? And by the way, you can use email. You can use social media. You can put links out on your blog. And you can also create videos. So you have a lot of different ways that you could create interest for your appointments. And you just need some place to send people to where they can take action. So one of my favorite techniques for giving people an opportunity to opt in is on a lead capture page. A lead capture page is a web page where people can go out and opt into your email list. Why would they want to opt in? We offer them something for free. So in many cases, you might create a lead capture page for a free report or an audio program or a video. In this particular case, you can create a lead capture page for an appointment. You can just give, you know, tell people that they can book a session with you. All they have to do is fill out the form, and then they can opt into your email list. And we'll talk about some of the differences between this versus, say, just using a tool like TimeTrade, which is more of an online calendaring system. So I'll talk about the pluses and minuses of each one of those as we go through the call today. So first of all, you want to think about what to offer to encourage someone to book an appointment with you. So what's going to motivate people to want to take action in booking an appointment? You want to think about what are the benefits of the appointment itself. But there might be some other enticement that you could provide that would encourage someone to take action. So one of the ways to get appointments is by including an appointment as a bonus, so that when people fill out the form, then that's a bonus that they're going to get. They're going to have an opportunity to be able to get a session with you. So that's a great strategy because then they're motivated by something else, but they're going to get the appointment as the benefit. And now you can say, I'm following up to schedule your appointment. This is something you requested. And so that's different than just having to cold call somebody and trying to convince them to schedule a session with you. Another great idea for setting appointments is to come up with a specific description for your appointment. So one of the ways to market the appointment itself is by selecting a particular name for the appointment. You know, a lot of people fall into the realm of just calling their appointment a consultation, and that's not very exciting. You can actually come up with something that's far more interesting and intriguing that will encourage people to want to take action. So some examples would be a strategy session, a discovery session, a health consultation, a health assessment, a marketing strategy session, a financial review, or an insurance assessment. And you can also add other words onto that. Like, for instance, I mentioned earlier that I have an upcoming webinar on creating an information product. And so coming up here in the next week or two, I'm going to be going to send out an email message and offer to schedule an information product strategy session. So that's different than just a standard strategy session. The focus of it will be to talk with people about what kind of information products that they could create in their business that would help to generate revenue. And so it has a very specific focus, a very specific set of benefits around that. So you want to think about what you can do in your business. What kind of appointments can you set? What are the benefits? And just checking in real quick here, I see that Susan is posting out in the Facebook group, so I just wanted to acknowledge her and read off a couple of the comments. She said, hi, everyone. Got distracted when I logged into Facebook and slowly worked my way over to the page. She says, offer the free appointment as a benefit or bonus with something else instead of it being something people want to avoid because they expect a sales call. Good insight there related to what I shared, Susan. So I'll come back and read a few more comments a little bit later, so keep them coming. And so let me just talk for a moment about the process of creating an opt-in form. I want to describe what it is so you have a better understanding of it. An opt-in form is a function of your email marketing system. So whatever you're using as your email marketing tool is what's going to allow you to create the opt-in form. And the opt-in form will come to you in the form of HTML code. So when you go through the process in your email marketing system of creating the opt-in form or web form, then it will give you the HTML code. You copy and paste that onto the web page, and that will actually create the form that fits onto the page and then allows people to opt in. So you need to be somewhat tech savvy to make this happen, or spend some time learning how to do it, or hire somebody to do it for you. Now, there are many different types of email marketing systems, some better than others, some have more functions than others. You have strictly email marketing systems like MailChimp and AWeber, where that's all you can do is just email marketing. And then you have e-commerce systems where you can actually perform transactions, something like One Shopping Cart and Infusionsoft. And you also have kind of full-blown CRMs or customer relationship management systems. Infusionsoft has those functions, as well as GreenRope and Office Automation Pilot. So you have a whole range of different systems you need to take a look at for yourself, what is going to be the best tool for you to get started with. Or if you have an existing system, then it's just a matter of learning how to use that system, maybe thinking later about upgrading to something else. And even with the system that you have, there may be additional options available. Like if you pay a higher price point, then there are additional functions that you can take advantage of within the system. Now, let's talk a little bit about the process of what happens after somebody fills out a form. So if somebody is requesting an appointment, then how do you get them into action from there to be able to follow through and have the appointment? Well, the lead capture page with the opt-in form, that doesn't really schedule the appointment itself. And so you have a couple different options. After somebody fills out the form on the page, then you have a choice of where to send them. So you could send them to a page on your website, and on that page you could give them instructions on how to actually schedule the appointment itself. If you have a service like TimeTrade or Appointment Quest or something like that, then you could include a link on the page where they could click and schedule the appointment. Or after they opt in, you can redirect them to the actual page itself where they can go schedule the appointment. So that might be a benefit. Is instead of having them have to click a link, just take them right to the page where they can click to schedule the appointment. So that's a great strategy. That's an example of integrating your technology tools together. We've talked about sales integration in the program here, and so that's an example of integrating two technologies together where it goes from one technology to the next. And there you have really three different systems working for you. You have your website, which is one technology system. Then you have your email marketing system acting in the background, which then redirects them to your page where they can opt in through your appointment calendaring system. Now, once the actual appointment is scheduled, then what happens? Well, there's really two pieces in the puzzle here, or in the process. One is that they opt in which case now you know that they've opted in to request the appointment. And then secondly is that they follow through to actually schedule the appointment. And you might have some people that fill out the initial opt-in form but don't take the step to schedule the appointment. So one of the things you would want to do is to compare the two lists. And if you see that there's a gap, if somebody took one step to opt in but did not fill out the form or, schedule a time to chat with you, then you have to follow up with them to schedule it. And so that might be a case where you either follow up with an email or you actually pick up the phone to call them to schedule that appointment. And I've done that in a lot of cases where I've sent a link for somebody to schedule an appointment. They haven't, and then you have to follow up. So that's a case where you've got to keep track of those things, identify them, and then do your follow-up to make sure that they go ahead and schedule the appointment. And again, at that point, if you're on the phone with them, you could just schedule the appointment right then. But, one of the things is just to find out if somebody's interested and then to follow through afterwards. Now, if they have scheduled the appointment, then what happens? Some systems might have an automatic follow-up, so there might be a message that goes out automatically to remind them of the appointment. Otherwise, you might want to consider sending a reminder yourself. So you might have to have a tickler file or something that comes up with a reminder that you need to send out an email message in advance of the appointment. So you might consider emailing out a day in advance to remind them. You can also, if you're connected to them on social media, you could send them a Facebook message, for instance, to remind them. That might be a great way to make contact. And so one idea is that when somebody does request an appointment, you want to go out and make sure that you add them on social media so you have that opportunity to get connected. Or you give them instructions to click to add you as a friend. It's always better generally to have people add you rather than to add somebody else. Otherwise, you end up with too many outstanding friend requests. But you want to try to do that as often as possible. And I regularly go through for people who are on my email list and then double check to see if we're connected out on social media yet, if I can find their link, and then go add them or send an email to request to connect or something else in order to get connected up. Now, how do you run the appointment itself? So once you actually have the appointment, it's the day of the appointment, the hour of the appointment, you make the call. And actually, you know, one thing to consider is should you call them or should they call you? Good question. Some people prefer to have people call in. I've even heard instances where, like some coaches, have people call into a bridge line, and then they can actually record a call. So there might be some benefits to having them call into a bridge line where you could just kind of be on the bridge line waiting for them to join in. Or you might prefer actually calling out. That's what I usually do. I just make an outbound call to them. That way, if they're not available, then I can just leave a message. And so then there's the question of what happens if you call and they are not available. Well, I do leave a voicemail message, and then I will often email them right away and also send them a Facebook message. So here's another case where it's beneficial to be connected to them through social media because you can then send a message to them right away. And I often find that's a faster way to reach people than through email. So that would be another reason to be connected with them out on Facebook. Now, as far as running the actual appointment itself, the process for that is to use the Sales Mountain. So if you are a client of Eric Lofholm, then you should be familiar with the Sales Mountain and how that works. But it's a step-by-step process for persuasion and influence that will help you to identify, you know, what steps along the process that you need to take in order to connect with your prospect, deliver value, and lead them to a next step in working with you, whatever that is. And, you know, and that is a question for your appointments is how do you want to proceed with a next step? What is your next step for people? And you can consider having one specific outcome, like here, you know, here's the purpose for the appointment. This is what I'm trying to offer, to sell, or whatever. Or you could be open to finding something that meets their needs. And so there's two different styles, and they might require a different approach in terms of how you accomplish that. But it's good to be clear about what you want to accomplish at the end of the presentation, at the end of the call with them. And by the way, you could also, not only can you just do phone calls, but you could also do a web meeting. You can use a tool like GoToWebinar or GoToMeeting. You can also use Join.me and AnyMeeting and many other different tools that are out there so that not only can you talk to the person, but you can also have a visual, you know, visual images that you could share as well. And you could also consider using Skype. Skype allows you to do an audio chat where you can, you know, talk to people and be using it instead of having to use the phone, be using a USB headset. And that may be work great in certain situations, especially if you're trying to reach somebody in a foreign country. That might be the easiest way to reach them through Skype. And by the way, so one other thing, just to come back to the concept of social media and connection here, another reason that you want to be connected with somebody through, you know, with a means to chat electronically online is that if you have links that you want to share, then rather than just having to say them, you can also provide the link so that they can actually click on it. So if you're on Skype, then not only will you have the voice chat, but you can also have text chat as well, and you can copy and paste a link into a text chat to make it easier for people to go and sign up or purchase something. Same thing if you're using GoToMeeting, you can include a link there. And or if you are connected to them on Facebook, you might want to call them out to Facebook while you're on the call, maybe share a resource initially for them that would give them a reason to go out there, and then later on during your call, then you share a link directly through there as well. Now, let's talk about the follow-up after the appointment. So one of the ways to save time, energy, and effort is by using systems. And so the process of systematizing is going through and figuring out what you want to do consistently over time so that you have a repeatable, duplicatable process. So one of the things that you can do is that you can simply create an autoresponder series. And so this works very well after an appointment. And again, you might have a different outcome whether somebody, you know, if somebody purchases versus if they don't purchase. So if they don't purchase, then you could have a series of email messages that go out to them afterwards to follow up. Maybe there's some additional information to share. Maybe you want to have them go watch a video. Maybe there's an additional free resource that you want to offer them. So you can think strategically, step by step, about what you want to do in the follow-up over time. And so after you have an appointment with somebody, then you could subscribe them to that autoresponder series so they could get that information over time. So there's a value in thinking through step by step how to leverage technology in the appointment process. All right, in a few minutes I'm going to pop out and check the Facebook page if you haven't had a chance to check in there and say hello and to share some takeaways while you're on the call today, then I encourage you to pop out there and do that. Now, let's talk about using scripts in your appointments. Scripts are a valuable tool in being able to run an appointment because there are certain things that you want to say in a certain order, and if you take the time to write down what those things are, then you'll be able to deliver a far more powerful, persuasive presentation. And so the process of scripting, writing things out, and you know, to influence people will help. A part of the process of scripting will also be to come up with some questions. So you'll want to ask your prospect questions, which help to identify what their needs are. And that's not to say that you have to ask every question that you've written out, but you do want to come up with a variety of questions. There may be some things you want to know from everybody and some things that, you know, you only need to ask, you know, some people based on what they've shared. And so you want to come up with as many questions as you can, and that way you've got some flexibility as you're going through the appointment. You'll want to script out the beginning of the presentation, because in the beginning of the presentation, that's where you will be able to set the tone for the presentation, set the tone for the meeting with them. And so you want to let them know what's going to happen, and you want to pre-frame the offer at the end of the appointment. And pre-framing is a technique where you you communicate up front what's going to happen. You're letting them know, you know, if you're going to be sharing details about a product, a service, or a program, you let them know up front, and that it's going to happen at the very end. And that way it just kind of gets that out of the way, and it gives them an idea of what's going to happen throughout the course of the call. Now, another area that you want to script out for sure is the actual closing itself. So what's going to happen at the end of the presentation? You want to be clear about what it is that you're going to share. And again, if you have a specific offer in mind, then it makes it easy just to script that out. If there are multiple possible offers, you can still script each one of those and then just select the right one to share with them at the appropriate time based on what you identified from your needs. And another area where you can use scripts are in telling customer stories. So you can communicate benefits and share information by sharing something about clients that you've worked with, and that helps to create value. And by the way, your testimonials, customer stories, they can be used in the follow-up afterwards. So if someone didn't purchase right away and you're going to be following up over time, then you could include testimonials in your follow-up so that they can read those, like in an autoresponder series. Now, another area where you can make some improvements here, because one of the things you'll find is that when you are scheduling more appointments, not everybody shows up for their appointments. So you will have a certain number of people that you schedule an appointment with that when you call them, they're not available. And so up is by sending them a video in advance. So the simplest way to do that obviously would be to send an email message and then include a link where they could go out and watch a video. So you could create a video or a video series that has more information that will get them excited and interested in wanting to talk with you. The other thing it can do is that the video can communicate some information in advance. So if there are certain things that you want to reinforce during the call, it might be good if they, you know, hear that message in advance. So really what we're talking about here, this whole process becomes how to maximize the opportunity. Like when you're on an appointment with somebody, how do you maximize that opportunity? And I think you could just keep coming back to your systems here and look at them and say, what can I do to improve this? What can I do to optimize this? How can I leverage technology to improve the appointment? How can I use technology to increase the number of people that show up? And just keep coming back and asking questions and improving, fine-tuning the process. In certain instances, you might even have an address for somebody, in which case it might make sense to mail something that to them either before or after the meeting. Now, if they've scheduled the appointment on short notice, then you don't really have much time to send something out so they could actually receive it in time. But you could certainly send something to them afterwards. Now, if you don't have their address, then how can you get their address? So that might actually be something else you want to do in your meeting, is maybe one of the things you do is you offer them something that you will mail out to them and therefore get their mailing address. Because here's the thing, in marketing, you want to rely not only on online marketing strategies, but also on offline marketing strategies, things like telemarketing, attending events, sending direct mail. And so the more information that you have about a person, the more capabilities it gives you to be able to reach them. So by getting a mailing address, now you have another way to reach out to them. And as you build your business, there might be other things that you want to do from a direct mail standpoint. So the more addresses you have, the better off you are. So that might be a good question to ask. And you'd have to decide exactly when to do that. You probably wouldn't want to do that immediately at the end before the offer. You might want to do that kind of midway through the appointment. So where you've had a chance to chat, you've had a chance to add some value, and now you ask them a question for their address, get that, and then promise to mail something out to them. And of course, you'd have to figure out what that is. You know, what is it that would be compelling enough for them to want to give you their address to mail it to them? But if you have a book, by the way, that might be something. Although you might not want to just give away your books, but if you had a booklet or a pamphlet or a flyer or a printed report or something else like that, or even like an audio CD or something that you could send out, that would be good. So you have to think through these things And, you know, sometimes some things are a little bit more difficult to implement versus others. And so you have to prioritize, you know, what things can I quickly do to improve and optimize things? What things are going to have to wait a little while until I, you know, until I have a better understanding of what I need to do and be able to implement that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and I'm going to pop over to the Facebook group and see who's posting out there. And I set a goal earlier on for 20 comments, and we're already up to 25. Great job. So I'm going to post. We have a new comment goal of let's go to 35. We'll just up it to 35. Okay, let's see here. Susan Schlieff said, use a descriptive word for your free session, strategy session, health consultation, YouTube channel review, etc. Good. Roy said, hi everyone, just got on, was trying to catch a snake that crawled into my basement. Wow, very good. Let's see here. Roy said, second one this week. Susan said, all right, so they're back and forth on the snake. Let me see here. Here we go. Susan said, I need to figure out whether I want to do my consultations in Skype or in a Hangout, referring to Google Hangouts. I need to be able to do screen sharing, but would also like to record it, which is not so easy in Skype. There are some tools for Skype. There's Pamela Recorder, and then I have another one that I've used before, which I think they indicated it was being phased out. Let's see here if I can find that. It opens up every time I reboot my computer and I close it, so I don't know if I could find it easily here. Might have to wait till I reboot my computer again. But so there are plugins that go into or kind of like sit on the outside of Skype and that will record the call for you. Let's see. Susan said, Roy, do you use Firefox? I'm in there because Google kept crashing, but I don't see a refresh button to show new comments in the Facebook group. Okay. Susan, let's see. Roy said, I found, we're talking about wasps and snakes here. Roy said, I've been trying to figure out a good way to record on Skype too. All right. Roy said, script out key parts of your presentation. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing with scripting. You don't have to script out every single word in a presentation. And, you know, it's easier to do if you're doing a teleseminar or a webinar. But for a one-on-one presentation, there's going to be a lot of interaction back and forth. And so I would start with the key parts of your presentation, script those first. And then once you've got that done, then you can go back and script out some other portions, if necessary, for your presentation. Roy says, pre-framing, previews your closing offer earlier in the presentation. Yes. It just lets them know what's coming up. You don't have to share the exact name of the thing that you're going to offer. You just want to let them know that you're going to be sharing something at the end. So you can choose to decide how much you want to share about it. But really, it's just to let them know up front. So, you know, the less the better. Okay. Oops. Uh-oh. Looks like there's some problems. I'm not sure if there's a problem with the audio here. Hang on. I'm still on. So let me know if you can still hear me, because it looks like a few folks dropped off. I see Susan and Roy still on, so I'm assuming you guys can still hear me. Okay. And it looks like I've about caught up here. Okay, yeah, Roy shared the link out for Pamela for Skype for call and video recording. Very good. All right, and I think I'm caught up. So let me go ahead and refresh and see if there are any other comments here. All right. Well, we've got about 23 minutes left. We'll probably wrap up a little bit early anyway. But, okay, Roy says audio is okay for me now, Rick. Okay, good. Excellent. But let me just see if I can come up with a few remarks off the cuff to add on top while I'm waiting for you to add some additional questions or additional thoughts. I guess let me just talk a little bit about what I do for appointment setting. So first of all, I think there's a value in setting a number of goal or having a goal for the number of appointments that you want. And I was just having a conversation yesterday with a potential coaching client, and so I was sharing. They're doing a lot of content marketing, but they're not doing enough really to get coaching clients. Which, you know, if you're in a business where you're doing a lot of marketing, but you're not getting a lot of business, you're not getting, you know, any interest or people signing up and paying you money, that's a tough place to be in. I mean, you can only be in that place for so long before you kind of have to do something different. And so I was trying to communicate how important appointments are, because, I mean, there are a lot of great ways that you can create leverage online to generate sales. You could use teleseminars and webinars as a way to sell, but that requires you to have a couple things in place. One, you need content, meaning information that you can share that will interest people and attract people to want to listen in. You also need a specific offer, and you need a sales page for people to go out and be able to purchase it. And some people don't have those pieces in place, and so until they develop them, then, you know, really the only option is kind of one-on-one. There's also the opportunity to go out and speak to groups and then sell that way, and then have people fill out an order form and process orders. That's another technique that you can use as well. But one-on-one appointments are really critical for most business owners and sales professionals in order to be able to build their business successfully. I mean, it's the reason we have a sales profession, because if everything could be strictly done online, then what would they need salespeople for? And the fact of the matter is that, yes, you can accomplish a lot online, but at a certain point, you need to have people talking to people, identifying needs, matching benefits to needs, and then making an offer. So it's important. So if you set a goal for the number of appointments you want, then it helps you to get into action to fill those. And so I look each month at, you know, what my goal is and say, well, what do I need to do to be able to book enough appointments one-on-one, to be able to talk to enough people that I'll have enough people interested in working with me? I'll share another little tip here. I'll get into a little bit more detail on this in a moment, but let me grab a pen real quick here. So I have a board, a whiteboard in my office, and after I talk to people, if they express interest in what I'm offering but they're not ready to sign up today, then I add them to my board. So you can consider it somewhat a sales pipeline. I mean, you have people that are kind of somewhere in the process of expressing interest in your product. And but you also have the people that you've already talked to that are interested, but they're not quite ready to move forward yet. And you want to keep those people visible in front of you. You want to be able to follow up with them over time, because, you know, sometimes it comes down to money. Sometimes it comes down to they just need to think about it or talk to somebody else or whatever else it is. But you need to put a focus on keeping those people in front of you. And then think about what you need to do on an ongoing basis to follow up. And I'm looking at my list right here and seeing that I need to do some follow-ups with some folks. And by the way, when a sale does close, then I go through and I mark on my list that they did sign up. So I have kind of a check and balance that it was done. And obviously when you get to the end of the list, then you kind of start over and, you know, rewrite your list and do whatever else. You can also use spreadsheets. I kind of like the whiteboard just because it stands out in front of me. It just, you know, it's visible. And so I think there's a value in using systems like that. See, systems don't always have to be automatic. They don't have to be technology related. So just having a simple system like a whiteboard keeps it in front of you. And so you want to look at, you know, what's in the pipeline, what's cooking, you know, who have you talked to, who have you presented to, what is the status of that, what do you need to do to follow up, because that's very valuable, because there are a lot of people who will be in that stage where you talk to them and they're not quite ready to move forward. And you don't want to just let those slip away. You want to work those leads strategically. And, you know, again, you can use, you know, technology, you can use some automated means, but you know, just sending a one-off email, you know, writing up a quick email, hey, just wanted to touch base. You know, you've got to decide how, you know, what to communicate about it, or you just want to follow up on our discussion from such and such date, blah, blah, blah. Or even just picking up the phone and reaching out and saying, hey, let's chat again. Or maybe even recording a video, a personal video for them, or even just sharing some kind of a tool or resource that would be of value to them. Think about what ways that you can leverage, you know, or think about ways that you can follow up to be able to make that happen. All right, let me pop back out to the Facebook page. We'll check for a few more ideas here. Okay, looks like we're up to 34. Good job. So we're about to hit our second goal. Okay, let's see here. Susan says, speaking of scripts, I registered yesterday for the Goal Protégé Immersion this Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to it. I haven't done it in over a year, and it would be good for me to work on scripts for my new business focus on video, especially looking now at doing more with local business video SEO. Awesome. Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, you get a lot of benefit from working directly with Eric in the Goal Protégé Immersion, which focuses on sales scripting. Then Susan says, Rick, that sounds like a low-tech CRM. Yeah, you know, CRMs have pipeline functions built in, and, you know, oftentimes I think technology becomes a barrier to getting access to information and things that you need. It's like, oh, I can generate 5,000 reports out of my CRM. Well, you know what? If you have 5,000 reports, you know, are you really looking at any of them? Probably not. And so important information needs to be visible. You need to keep it in front of you. And, you know, really, to me, the most important information in business is, you know, related to how do I best serve my existing customers and clients, and, you know, what's going to keep money coming in the door. And I think there is a I think not enough people have a focus around follow-up, that if you have an appointment with somebody, that you're doing enough to continue to follow up to close the sale. It's like we expect that everything is going to be a one-call close, that you're just going to talk to people and they're going to say, hey, yes, I'm interested in signing up. You know, here's my credit card. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes people need to go through a process in terms of figuring it out. Sometimes they need to, you know, wait till the money is available. I mean, that still continues to be a challenge in today's economy for some people is, you know, sometimes they've got to, you know, wait till the money comes in, pay this and that, and then you know, hit them at the right time, and then they're ready to move forward. So you just have to think about how you can best do that. And so, yeah, I do like, in fact, I've gone kind of whiteboard crazy because I have a big whiteboard, and then I bought all these other whiteboards at the Dollar Tree. They're like kind of like a sheet of paper, like about 8.5 by 11. Of course, anything at the Dollar Tree is a dollar, but I bought 5 of them. So I do different things with each one of the whiteboards, and they're all kind of sitting around. Some of them are hanging on the wall. Some are just laying in front of me. But you know, I have different things I'm using them for. And I use paper a lot, I use technology a lot, but I like things that are kind of impermanent too, where I can, you know, note things and just have it visible in front of me. So one of the things about me is that I'm always working to fine-tune how I'm using productivity devices, whether that be a technology tool or whether it be something else. And I would encourage you to adopt that mindset of, you know, how can I best utilize not only technology tools, but other systems in your business that help you to accomplish your result. And I'll often go through cycles where I'll try different things. You know, sometimes I'm on a kick where I'm, you know, heavily using one type of a tool, and then I switch to something else. So I don't think there's one best way to do things, and I don't think you always have to be consistent in using everything the same way. I think there's an opportunity for flexibility depending on what you're working on. Roy said, schedule your follow-up. Yeah, scheduling is good. You can use all sorts of little devices for scheduling. I'm going to use your calendar primarily, but other tools to act as reminders. Susan said, hey, I almost forgot to share the results of my email experiment from last week. I sent my second email late on Friday and had 12 people open it already Friday night with 7 click-throughs. Just checked again and it has a 39% open rate with 14% click-through. I'll definitely be trying 2 emails per week again. Awesome. Good. So Susan is stepping up her activity on email. Good. Yeah, over the weekend I had just had this thought. Sometimes words will just hit me and I wrote it down, but the phrase pull back came to me, pull back, and I wrote it on a post-it note and I've got it laying here in front of me, and I was trying to think about what that meant to me. And I figured, well, I've been doing a lot of email marketing lately. I've been, you know, doing a lot of webinars. In fact, I've got like 5 scheduled over the next 4 weeks. And I just got this message, pull back. And so I'm going to be making some shifts, I think, as I head into the month of October. But one of the things that means to me is be a little bit less public out there and spend more time just trying to connect with people individually. You know, less mass marketing and more individual marketing. So probably some more specific messaging, maybe individual messages through email to certain key people, private messages through Facebook and LinkedIn, phone calls, and maybe even some direct mail in some cases. But and also just kind of shifting up my messaging. I think I've mentioned before when talking about email marketing that I don't always send every message out to every person on my email list. Sometimes I will segment my list and just send it out to a portion of my list. So you don't always have to be marketing to the same people in the same way. You can kind of filter your list of who you're communicating with. And again, that's a function of the email marketing system that you have. So if you're using something like a MailChimp, you have very limited options for being able to segment your email list and just send to a portion of people on your email list. I use One Shopping Cart, which has added some additional functions over the last year, which give me more capabilities to target my list. And I keep coming up with kind of new strategies on how to leverage it. And you know, I like the opportunity to be able to go in and tag people and then be able to use that to filter my list and send out messages to specific people. So there's all sorts of options that you have in communicating. But and the other thing that I decided to do is just kind of pull back and stop sending email messages, at least for the moment, on the weekends, because I was sending out messages like 7 days a week. And I decided to pull back just a little bit. And so, you know, I'll be sending out messages Monday through Friday at the moment. And then again, I'll switch it up over time. I typically say for email marketing to be consistent, but at the same time, I think there's also a value of cycling too. There's a time to pick up the pace and go, you know, full speed ahead, and there's a time to kind of pull back and work at a little slower pace or communicating a little less frequently. I mean, for one, the more communication you do, the more time you have to spend working on communication activities. You know, sending out 7 email messages per week is pretty tedious. There's a lot of work that's involved in it. So if you free up that time, then you can use that time in other ways. But just a few thoughts around that to share. Susan said, I have 3 small whiteboards hanging next to my desk, but they haven't been updated for a while. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes you have things and you're using them heavily, and then sometimes you just kind of pull back from it and you're doing other things, and then you might come back to it. And so that's just the nature of productivity, I think. I think we probably have too high expectations of ourselves that we, you know, can become robots where we can do the exact same things, you know, over and over the same way every time. And I don't think that's the case. I think we do go through cycles in our productivity and how we do things. I think the important thing is that we take a step back periodically and evaluate what we're doing and think of how to be more productive, think about how to use technology or other tools more effectively, how to think about using, and again, not just technology, but other tools like a whiteboard or something else, or index cards. That's another one I've been using lately is index cards. I think I may have shared that strategy before, but typically when I have a lead, not only do I have that in my system, but I also write that lead down on an index card, and then I keep that index card in front of me, and then I use that to follow up with. So that can be an effective tool. So I think there's a value in having kind of a double and a triple backup sometimes. you know, keeping things in front of you in a number of ways. Keep your follow-ups in front of you, because I think we need a couple of reminders in some cases to get things done. Don't be dependent on just one system. All right, doing a quick check here. All right, looks like we're up to 40 comments. Great job. Let's see. Okay, Susan says, the secret, I think, was probably the subject line, here's your gift, absolutely no strings attached. Good. Yeah, that's a great subject line. And then she says, just to put it in context, a few times recently when I sent a second email later in the week after my newsletter, I got 0% opens both times. Wow, interesting. Susan said, Rick, I'm a long way from emailing 6 or 7 times a week. I'm just trying to retrain my list from 1 per week to 2 or 3. Very good. Roy said, work around your productivity cycle peaks and lows. Good. All right, well, it looks like I'm caught up for now, so great job. Let me close out with a few final words here, and we'll wrap the call a few minutes early. I think the bottom line message for this call is in talking about appointments, that technology can be used in a powerful way before, during, and after appointments. And, you know, you want to, certainly you can implement the strategy I suggested here of creating an opt-in form and using that as a way to generate leads on the front end. Having an opt-in form like that gives you something that you can share through email, post out on social media, put out on your blog, and send people to that page to request an appointment. I think it's also valuable to think about how to bundle a free appointment in with something that you're offering, whether for free or even on a paid basis, because it creates the opportunity for more appointments. And so anything that you can do that's creative that will help to lead to more appointments is a good thing, because you want people to talk to on a regular basis. And ideally, you want people who are qualified. You want people who fit your ideal criteria. And so there is a value in using strategies like a pre-client funnel where you have them, you know, take steps up front that would filter them out, like completing a survey or something else like that. But ultimately, you know, there's a value in just having appointments with people, because even if somebody doesn't buy from you, they might refer somebody, or it might help them get clear about what it is that you offer. I think that's one of the things that people are confused about a lot, is what do you do? What do you do? I get that all the time myself. With as much communication I do, I still get people saying, what exactly do you do? And so then I have to go through the process of explaining it. And so you want those opportunities to have conversations with people. And you also want the practice. But unless you're already perfect and you have 100% closing ratio, there's a value in having more appointments, because it helps you to get into action and improve the process, improve your skills so that you can become more effective at closing. And for anybody that you've talked to and delivered a presentation to, then you also have the follow-up afterwards, that even if they don't buy today, they may still buy at some point in the future. And you're going to have a better idea about that after a conversation. In fact, you should be gathering information during that presentation. You're asking questions. You're learning more about them. And you can use that information later on in your marketing. So you can communicate with them in a way that helps to speak to the needs that they have, the benefits that they want. And that will help them, you know, down the line, you know, to become convinced that they want to work with you. They want to purchase your products or programs or services. So on that note, we're going to wrap up for today. Thanks for joining me today for the Sales Technology Training Call. I look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a great week, and God bless.